name of Jesus, I proclaim your mighty hand over this congregation this hour. Let your Holy Spirit dwell in our midst this hour, so that we may be receptive to the word of God. Let blind eyes be open. Let the dumb speak. Let the lame walk, so that we may be of good service to your kingdom here on earth. And I pray this moment that I need more of you and less of me, so that I may boldly deliver your word of God. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning again. I am no stranger to this church. And when the church announced that the West Africans will lead the service, all West African eyes pointed at me that I must preach. But the difficult thing is, when I asked the pastor, because normally, they normally give us a theme. I said, what do we preach on? And then he said, everything you have to choose. So it was a difficult one. What am I going to say to them? But then the Lord spoke to me, and this is what I'm going to declare to you this hour. Because what I'm going to say to you today is going to challenge everything you know, or everything you think you know, and everything you have been taught. You're going to leave this place, you're going to be scratching your heads. Because this is what God has for us this morning. I'm going to start off by asking you three questions. Are we to preach the whole Bible, or are we to preach Jesus out of the whole Bible? First question. Second question. Are we to preach about everything we read in the Bible, or are we called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in the Bible? Last question. Are we to preach as if we live under the old covenant, or are we to preach as if we live under the new covenant? Take a moment to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Because I believe there is a difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. And this is what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Because he recognizes the difference. There's a difference. We need to realize there's a difference. That's why he said, study. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if it's your Bible, I want you to underline that part. Or if you're using your phone, you can highlight that part. Rightly dividing. Now, it brings me to the thought. If you can rightly divide the Bible, you can also wrongly divide the Bible. True or false? True or false? So, you ask yourself this question. Have we been victims of being recipients of people who have wrongly divided the Bible? And as a result, that we are stuck in the position of where we are, because we failed to recognize that there's a difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. Now, to analyze this verse, I took a time to actually check on the Amplified version of the Bible. The Amplified version of the Bible says, study. Study and be eager, and do your utmost to present yourself to God approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling, and skillfully teaching the word of truth. I underline all of this because I've traveled all over the world. I've listened, I've seen, because I can actually attest to you that many Christians live our lives as if we are still walking under the old covenant. Many Christians. And you know, the gospel, the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they were written after Jesus went to the cross. But it talks about what Jesus did whilst he was on earth. So when you read the Bible, you should be able to analyze it. Is it talking about before the cross, or is it talking about after the cross? So what I'm going to show you, what I'm going to preach on, is the requirement that used to be before Jesus went to the cross, and the requirement after Jesus went to the cross. And the main thing out of that one is my topic for this morning. Call me blessed. Call me blessed. As far as I know, everybody wants to be blessed. Everybody wants to be blessed. You see people moving from church to church, from one prayer meetings to another in search of the blessing. But I've got news for you this morning. You have been blessed. In my church, that is a big amen. You have been blessed. You have been blessed. Now, so let's examine this. So, we move on to, where does it all start? The genesis of the blessing that we can find in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Please put it up. Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 4. And the Lord God said unto Abraham, get thee out of the country, from the kindred, from the father's house unto the land that I will show thee. Next verse. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. That was where it started. That's what where God declared the blessing. Now quickly go on to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And all these blessings shall come upon thee, if thou. Now, if it's your Bible, I want you to underline that word, if thou. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all thy commandments, which I command thee that day, that the Lord thy God will sit on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come up and overtake thee, if thou. Now, what do you see out of this? To get the blessing, you have to do something. If thou. If you do this, you will get the blessing. That was in the old covenant. But sadly, many Christians live their lives today thinking that they have to do something to get blessed. Many Christians, many, we have to do something to get blessed. Now, because of time, we don't have to go through all these verses, but just go to verse 15. You can read the rest on your own. Verse 15. And it says, but it shall come to pass, if thou will not. So there is an if thou, there is an if thou will not. So if you want the blessing, you've got to keep the commandments. If you do not keep the commandments, what shall happen to you? If thou will not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe all to do the commandments and statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee. So if you don't keep the commandment, what comes on you? Curse. So this is the old covenant. You've got to do something to get the blessing. Now, I want to ask you a question, another question, but you're not going to answer me now. Why do we fast? Why do we fast? Think about it. I will come back to that one. So we've seen that God gave Abraham the blessing and he gave a condition. But in the new covenant, the order changed. And that is the lesson our sister read in Galatians chapter 3, verse 9 to 14. But just project verse 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Now, what does it say? Let us read it together. Christ has redeemed us from what? No. Just hold it there. Just hold it there. Let's say that line again. Christ has redeemed us from the what? The curse of the law. That takes care of everything. That takes care of everything. You see, case closed, schools out, go home. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made for us a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Jesus Christ hung on the tree. He took all our curses, so you are cursed no more. Now turn to the next person. Say, Jesus Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Jesus Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Jesus Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. So, if you are a born-again Christian, don't go out entertaining anything. Oh, I'm sick. You know, my great-great-great-grandfather had cancer. My great-mother had cancer. My mother had cancer. So, I'm... No. Don't ever tolerate that. Because why? That was pre-cross. But now you are living under the old covenant and Jesus Christ has purchased. He has redeemed you from the curse of the law. So you are cursed no more because of not what you do, but because of what Jesus did. Jesus hung on the cross. They put thorns on his head and he bled. And the Bible tells us that every drop of blood that came out of the head, because the curse is placed on your head. So Jesus purchased our redemption by the blood that was shed from his head, so that you and I will be redeemed from the curse of the law. All generational curses that has been placed on your head are broken in the mighty name of Jesus, because Jesus purchased your redemption. Please put your hands together for Jesus Christ. So, just look at the person next to you again and say, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Now, why am I asking you to say that? Because my Bible tells me that let the redeemed of the Lord what? Say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So now that you know it, now that you remember it, turn to the person next to you and say, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So let's put up Galatians again, verse 14. You know, we have been redeemed from that curse. Because what God has blessed, no man can curse. So have this at the back of your mind. Whenever, whatever you're doing in your office, you cannot stop people cursing you. You cannot stop people talking about you. You cannot stop people saying things about you. But what I want to admonish you this hour, be like a duck. You know the duck, when it walks. Now try throw water on the back of a duck. What happens? It just falls off. So you're now a Christian, redeemed and by the blood, you walk by faith and not by sight. So you don't care what people say about you. Your eyes is focused on the cross because you have a journey to go. That's why the Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because why? He is with you. He comforts you. That's why Jesus went and said, I will send the Holy Spirit. He will be your guide. He will be your comforter. So there's nothing that you should be ashamed of. Nothing that you should be afraid of. Let them say, you cannot stop them. But you have been redeemed by those curses. So therefore, you shall declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen? Amen? Verse 14. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through who? Through who? So now, remember, in the old covenant, it's what you do to get the blessing. But in the new covenant, it's what Jesus has done so that you might be blessed. It's what Jesus has done so that you might be blessed. So then who do you have to give the glory to? Jesus. And how do you get that blessing? It's by believing that Jesus has already done it. And because Jesus has already done it on the cross, so therefore I am blessed. So now I ask you the question again. Why do you fast? Why do we fast? I want to submit to you that many Christians declare that they are fasting because they are fasting so that God will move in their favor to give them what they want. Oh, I am sick. I need to fast. I want that job. I need to fast so that God's hand will change in my direction. If you are fasting and you have that mentality, then you are still living under the old covenant. Because what fasting does to you is, remember, we have already declared it. Jesus has already given us the victory. You have it inside you. Paul said the same spirit that raised Lazarus from the grave lives inside you. You have it. So when you fast, you fast because you want to detach yourself from the rest of the world and position yourself and align yourself with the word of the God, word, so you can be receptive of what the provisions Jesus has made and you can achieve what you want to achieve. That's why you fast. You do not fast because you want God to move, because there is nothing you can do to make God love you more. There is nothing you can do to make God love you less. There is nothing you can do to make Jesus go back on the cross. He's already done it and he's giving it to you. So it's left with you to actually position yourself to receive the provisions that Jesus has made for you so that you can call yourself, I am blessed. That is the reason why you fast. Amen? That's the reason why we fast. That's the reason why we fast. So it has already been given to you. Brother Muhindo, please come. I want to make a demonstration. Give him a microphone. Give him a microphone. I'm still in time. Now, what are these have I given you?
These are cards.
These are credit cards.
Credit cards, yeah.
Bank cards. And the bank is what?
Is TMB.
Okay. Whose name are written on both cards?
Both cards are TMB cards.
The owner?
The owner is Lewis William Felix.
And the next one?
The next one is Lewis William Felix.
Okay. Now, look at that card carefully. Mm-hmm. If I go to a bank, assuming I have money, which is my blessing, if I go to a bank and try to take money using that card, will it work or not?
It depends. This one won't work.
This one will not work.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it expired in July 2016.
Okay. Now, here's this. What's the expiration date on it?
This one is July 2019.
Okay. So, assuming I have money in the bank, if I take this to the ATM to withdraw money, I will get my money.
Yeah, if you still know your password.
Exactly.
You'll get it.
I will get mine. So this is the illustration. The expired card is the old covenant. The current card, which is in operation, is the new covenant. The problem is most of us have been trying to access our blessing using the old card. So I'm submitting to you that Jesus, thank you very much, brother, that Jesus has written our name on the new card. The blessing is stored on the new card with the correct date So when you go to the bank to purchase your blessing, there's nothing that can stop you, because what God has blessed, no man can curse. Amen. So, why then do we worry ourselves? Why then do we worry ourselves? Nobody can curse you. When the adulterous woman was brought to Jesus, he said, Jesus was still living under the law. And the lady was brought. He said, Master, we caught this woman in adultery. What sayest thou? At that time, the Ten Commandments was enforced, that thou shalt not commit adultery. So they came to Jesus so that Jesus could actually condemn. But it's rather funny. There is nowhere in the Bible where it mentions that they brought the man and the woman who were doing adultery, because two can play that game, right? You cannot commit adultery on your own. But it's only the woman that was brought. I don't know why. It's only the woman that was brought that she was caught committing adultery. But what did Jesus do? He knelt down and wrote on the earth. What Jesus wrote, the Bible didn't say. But they were looking at him. What is Jesus doing? And they asked him again, Master, we are waiting for you to talk. And Jesus knelt down a second time, pointing to the earth. Now remember, when Moses received the law in Mount Sinai, when he came out, when he saw the Israelites worshiping idol gods, he broke it. The first covenant never made it out of Mount Sinai. So then God called him again. Hey, Mo, come here. Let me give you a second one. That's why Jesus had to actually do it the second time, pointing to the earth, because the covenant was made out of the earth. And say, you live by the law, but I, Jesus, I am here to condemn nobody. So he stood up and said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. And all of them went away. And Jesus turned to the woman and said, where are the people who accused you? The woman looked around. All of them have departed. And Jesus gave her, go and see no more. Go and see no more. So, you might be tempted to ask, so in the old covenant it was obedience. So does that mean obedience doesn't matter anymore? No. Obedience has a place in our lives. But obedience is not a requirement for the blessing. Obedience is not a requirement to get blessed. Obedience is not a requirement to get God's attention to bless you. Why? The requirement to get God's attention to bless you is by believing that Jesus Christ has done it for you, and you have the faith, because it's without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's what you do to get the blessing. Now, I want to declare to you this morning. I want to declare to you this morning as I close, that look to your right and say, I am blessed because of Jesus. Look to your right and say, I am blessed because of Jesus. Look to your left and say, I am blessed because of Jesus. Look at me and say, the blessing is working for me. The blessing is working in me. The blessing is working through me. Do you believe that the blessing is working through you? Do you believe that you are blessed? Do you believe that you are blessed? Do you believe that you are blessed? So may the blessing of God Almighty rest in you. May the blessing of God Almighty remain with you. May the blessing of God Almighty abide with you as you live, you sojourn in this earth, until that day when you will go to be united with your master, and he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into my eternal kingdom. Amen.